14 years ago today, the Jewish Community Center in Buenos Aires was the target of a bombing attack. 85 people were killed. Hundreds more were injured. The Argentine and U.S. governments have blamed Iran and the Lebanese group Hezbollah for the bombing. Both Iran and Hezbollah deny any responsibility. But as Richard Reynolds reports, many questions remain as to who really was responsible for the deadly explosion.
Several thousand people showed up last night at a memorial service in downtown Buenos Aires. Most were under 25, and many were too young to remember the events of 1994. The service started with the blowing of the Jewish shofar, made from the horn of an antelope. And then, after a moment of silence, came the roll call of the dead.
Janina Averbuch, Argentina, 20 años.
85 killed, more than 300 injured, but no arrests. And although the investigation is technically still open, few in this crowd ever expect to see anyone brought to justice. Not that there hasn't been an effort. The Argentine government blames Iran, which it says ordered the Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah to commit the attacks. The U.S. government backs that conclusion. Late last year, Argentina took its case to Interpol.
Bueno, muchos países participaron del pedido de detención a través de Interpol. Interpol dio curso, digamos, con alerta roja y amarilla para la...
Guillermo Borger is the current director of AMIA, as the Jewish Cultural Center is known here. He says dozens of countries backed Argentina's request to have Interpol issue so-called red alerts, in effect international arrest warrants, against four high-ranking Iranian officials and one leader of Hezbollah. Borger emphatically states that the Iranian officials need to be prosecuted. But there is a problem. There is virtually no evidence linking Iran or Hezbollah to the bombings, says Joe Goldman, the author of a book on the attacks. He says the police investigation was very badly done.
Between terrible and awful, somewhere between there, it was really Mickey Mouse, and it really set up the question of, are they doing a bad investigation out of Keystone Cop mentality? Or are they doing the bad investigation on purpose?
Goldman thinks the Keystone Cop analogy explains a lot. He describes fistfights between police officers from different agencies amidst the rubble of the destroyed cultural center. Goldman and several other journalists conducted their own investigation. In their book, they question nearly all of the assumptions of the official 800-page report. The U.S. considers Hezbollah to be a terrorist organization and says Iran sponsors terrorism. But Goldman says Iran was simply an easy target.
You know, I don't want to say it wasn't Hezbollah. I just want to say if it was, if Iran was behind this, it's really a shame that they botched the investigation. So today we have basically no evidence, no real physical evidence.
Iran has been vilified in this country over the attack, and nearly everyone at last night's service would tell you that Iran was responsible. But independent investigations over the past year by Argentine, American, and UK journalists, quote, FBI agents and Scotland Yard detectives, as saying this conclusion is simply not based in fact. In the end, the real culprits will likely never be known, but each July 18th, the people of this city will still remember their dead.
David Barriga, Boliviano, 28 años.
Presente.
For the world, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
47 años. Presente. Rebeca Violeta Bear.